USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The Senate passed a bill to raise the government's borrowing limit late last night, sending it to President Biden's desk. The bill is a deal struck by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and President Biden to raise the debt ceiling and cut spending. It passed by a 63-36 vote. Four Democrats, 31 Republicans, and one independent voted no. Presidential candidate Donald Trump on a Fox News town hall gathering last night talks about alleged corruption at the Department of Justice and FBI and the dangers it imposes on our country.
It is a dual system of government. There's a dual system of you talk about law and order. You can't have law and order in a country where you have such corruption.
Using payment app software to store your money could put your finances at risk.
The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau warns customers of Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App against long-term money storage due to safety concerns during a crisis. Recent bank failures, including Silicon Valley Bank, Signature Bank, and First Republic Bank, experienced bank runs as customers withdrew uninsured deposits. Unlike traditional bank accounts insured by the FDIC, funds in these apps are not protected. Peer-to-peer payment apps and non-banks offering bank-like services have surged in popularity. I'm John Schaefer.
President Biden took a fall yesterday during the commencement ceremony at the U.S. Air Force Academy. The fall had many startled in the audience. The White House is reporting the president tripped over a sandbag and that he was not injured in the fall. Biden delivered the Air Force Academy's commencement address earlier in the day. A new accuser is suing Bill Cosby over an alleged sexual assault. A former Playboy playmate says the comedian drugged and raped her in 1969. Victoria Valentino seeks unspecified damages for sex assault and battery. USA News.
We're recording this progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic. Are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
New to USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal.
Where the abnormal and paranormal collide. The number one paranormal podcast is on USAPodcasting.com.
Into the paranormal we go. With Jared Scott.
Subscribe to Into the Paranormal from USAPodcasting.com.
A judge is approving a settlement between Alec Baldwin and the family of cinematographer Helena Hutchins.
Hutchins was shot and killed by a live round on the set of Rust in 2021. Last month, manslaughter charges were dropped against Baldwin for his connection in her death. Hutchins' family has filed a wrongful death lawsuit against Baldwin and other producers, claiming that their reckless conduct and cost-cutting measures led to her death. On Thursday, a judge approved the settlement amount, calling it fair, appropriate, and in the best interest of Hutchins' family. Terms of the settlement have not been released. I'm Skip Kelly.
The Senate blocked President Biden's student debt relief program.
The Senate passed the measure in a 52-46 vote just days after it cleared the Republican majority House. Democratic Senators John Tester of Montana, Joe Manchin of West Virginia, and Independent Senator Kyrsten Sinema of Arizona joined Republicans in voting to nix the Biden plan. The president is expected to veto the bill. The program would cancel up to $10,000 in loans for borrowers whose income falls below certain levels and up to $20,000 for those who received Pell grants. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Twitter head of trust and safety, Ella Irwin, resigned last night after owner Elon Musk publicly shamed his own staff over a content moderation decision. Twitter staff had decided that a video titled "What is a Woman?" by the Daily Wire's Matt Walsh violated the platform's hate speech rules. Twitter had recently announced a content deal with Daily Wire. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com.